will be 13-4. But action continues, and here comes Bingham. He will get the reversal. He'll get a point for the clasped hands violation, and he's close to getting the pin, Phil. Just staying with it. Staying with it is Bingham, and he gets the pin. 5 minutes and 47 seconds, a pin time for Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston.
And that pretty much sews it up for Ithaca Weston, doesn't
it? Well, it gives him a 9-point lead with two weight classes to go. But
I thought there was only one.
Well, I think that Richland Center will forfeit one of those weight classes, if I'm not mistaken.
I see.
So I think you're probably right.
Match resumes here at 132 pounds. Again, a lengthy blood time, and 16-3 the lead. There's the pin for Meese. He gets that in the third period. So a time of 4:36, it looks like. So Meese wraps it up for the Chieftains here tonight. That's the first bout that went to the third period. And the victory goes the way of Riverdale. The final match score is 78-6. The bout starting at 1:38, ending at 1:32 with the win by Meese. And Riverdale has its second win of the night.
And that's the maximum points you can score, 84. I think it is. All right, here we go. We have two weight classes to go at 126. It is Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston with an early takedown over Brock Barrett of Richland Center. It's a good thing Brock Barrett didn't wrestle Blake Bingham. I'm sure I would have gotten all those B's messed up. And, close to a pin right away. Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston against the youngster Barrett from Richland Center, and he gets the pin in just 40 seconds. And that will sew it up for Ithaca Weston. One weight class to go, and I'm not sure there's going to be a match there. That makes it 45-30. And really a strong effort for Ithaca Weston here tonight. Richland Center only won a couple of weight classes on the mat. They benefited from some forfeits. But Ithaca Weston will have a 45-30 lead. And I don't believe the Hornets have anybody to send out at 132 pounds as coming to the scorer's table is Hunter Moe, I do believe. We wait for the official. Moe is officially entered into the books at the scoring table. Richland Center does not have a counterpart. And Ithaca Weston will win the dual meet by the score of 51-30, Phil. Ithaca Weston 51, Richland Center 30.
Final score there. So congratulations to Ithaca Weston. We still have a bout to go. Ithaca Weston will face Hillsborough in the third round, and Richland Center and Riverdale will meet. And how many times have they met over the years, Bill? You probably know that number off the top of your head.
At one time, I did.
Well, it's been a little different the last few years because it's been in a tri or a quad. It doesn't have like kind of the marquee status that it used to have. But
I think it started in 1971, if I'm not mistaken.
So, well over 50 times then, probably, right? Unless they met somewhere along the line in a dual tournament, that could have happened too.
And, of course, COVID factored in. And
it did.
Yeah.
So either a year or so. And I believe there was a few years where they didn't wrestle. Maybe it didn't work out because it used to be a conference match, but then when it went to a non-conference, sometimes you had to cancel those to wrestle a conference meet, somewhere along the line. So, but they always tried to keep it going, and I'm sure you have some good memories. Any favorite one over the years?
Well, I can remember some that came right down to the wire. And maybe some weren't the most exciting matches in the final match of the night, but great matches to watch, but maybe a 4-3 score or something like that. But good battles over the years, that's for sure. Richland Center and Riverdale, they go back a long, long way.
Well, I think a lot of people, if you ask them, people that have watched the match for years and years and years, you're going to go back to Tim Miller, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan Brenninger.
Yeah, Ron and I were there. If they couldn't have probably gotten us out of that broadcast booth at the old high school gymnasium with a can opener.
Well, you couldn't open the door because people were sitting against
yep.
the door. Because they were sitting everywhere, weren't they?
Oh, that was quite the night.
Good times. Well, we've got another bout to come, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to our Dairyland update, a little high school sport news. We're looking ahead at some of the upcoming matches, postseasons, and duels. We'll talk about that in the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, and we'll get our program set for match number 3 in the final bouts of the night. Here tonight in the second round, again, Ithaca Weston wins 51-30 over Richland Center, Riverdale 78, Hillsboro 6. Round 3 is coming up. This is high school wrestling from WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Postseason is getting underway shortly for high school sports teams. Ithaca Weston will be at the Duel Tournament coming up on Thursday. I asked Coach Troy Clary about that.
It's on Thursday, yep. That is at Kickapoo. So Viola will be humming town that day. So it's on a Thursday evening. I'm not sure on the first dual meet round what time that actually starts. But, all the Ridge and Valley teams will be there. That's our annual event to determine who the conference champion is.
That's Ithaca Weston coach Troy Clary. Riverdale coach Jeff Campbell is preparing his team for the end of the year.
Kind of take care of it during the regular season. Maybe that's a discussion in the future to have. I know we've bounced around. We've got a little bit of a schedule, kind of a schedule that has some tries, some regular dual meet nights. So we're always looking for ways to kind of advance through and maybe open up a weigh-in here or there, open up a couple dates on your calendar by doing it in one weekend. So we have those options out there. As coaches, we always talk at the end of the year what we think's best moving forward for the conference.
Yeah, that clash, as always, is going to be a good one. And I would think, Riverdale, you've got an outside shot to be up there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I think so. I think we've got the individuals that can reach those semifinals and finals, and that's where you get the big team points. But we've got a solid throughout our lineup that will also win things on the backside, through those wrestle backs and that. But those brackets are so deep. We've talked a lot about if you make a semifinal at that conference tournament, it's you're looking at state kids all the way through all those weight classes. It's just that's how deep the weight classes are. And I look forward to it this year, to really see how you stand as you head into the Super Regional. We haven't had as many. We had the Ithaca Weston meet tournament canceled because of weather. So the last time we competed in a tournament was the beginning of January. So we haven't competed in one of those tournament settings for a while now, so it'll be good to get back in there. And I think the intensity level of that day really prepares you for what's going to come in the next couple weeks, and that's what I always enjoy, and the kids get that atmosphere and against some great competition.
Riverdale coach Jeff Campbell. And Silas Coleman, the Richland Center head coach, is preparing his team for this weekend's dual day.
It's in Lancaster. I believe we start at 9 o'clock there. Again, it's going to be another full day and a tough day of wrestling for us. I think we have a pretty tough conference, and so I'm excited just for our guys to be able to get down there and wrestle against them. We haven't honestly seen a lot of our conference, much of anywhere besides Bi-State, so it'll be nice to be able to wrestle someone and some teams like that.
Pretty important, too, because you're looking at then the following week with the clash. A lot of these matches Saturday could come into play for seeding, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely, especially since we haven't wrestled much of these opponents anywhere besides Bi-State. A win this weekend could set us apart from them in that seeding.
That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. I'm Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Bill Twining. We're getting set for match number three. I think they're throwing in a few extra matches here along the way, Bill.
At least over there in the Riverdale. Well, this is Riverdale against Ithaca Weston, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
They had a Ithaca Weston-Hillsboro match just moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're throwing in a few that aren't necessarily on our program, but just to get some extra work for some of these wrestlers. Again, this is an opportunity because some of them haven't wrestled for a couple of weeks. I know it was a disappointment to not have the Ithaca Weston tournament, but under the circumstances, that was a real inclement weekend.
Yeah.
And the other bad thing was they didn't get a chance to do their first annual Hall of Fame day. You know, they had that all planned.
Yeah. Boy, that would be disappointing.
They had a lot of names that you remember coming back that day. And I hadn't heard, I don't think they were going to reschedule it because there just aren't that many opportunities, but I'm not sure whether they gave them their awards or their plaques or if they're going to do that at another time.
Well, when we get the information, we will pass it along, that's for sure.
I bet you that David Worman might be a good source on that. He might know.
I'll give him the old questions when we get to the tournament trail. Well, one thing I was concerned about was, what do you do with all that food when you plan ahead of time? And Weston is known for its coach's room spread, you know.
I bet you'd have been a volunteer if somebody needed that food to be taken off their hands.
Well, I volunteered to help get rid of it, but they said they were going to use it for a kids' wrestling tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just trying to help.
Bummer. Could have been at the back of the station for Joanne and everybody, and we'd enjoyed it.
As long as there's cheese balls at the station, I'm happy. I hear you've been giving me a hard time about cheese balls.
We have a bucket and a half left at the studio, so yeah. Reminds me of Ray Schrader when he would say, I hear you've been giving me the raspberries. Yeah, good fun. Well, it looks like the coaches and the captains are meeting for the Riverdale and Richland Center bout. Coaches Campbell and Coleman out there. We sure enjoy working with all the coaches, but here's a couple of guys that that really provide a lot to their programs, don't they?
They certainly do. And what quality people to work with. And those years, even when Jeff Campbell was over there at the Wisconsin Dells wrestling program, good to work with there, and we'd go over there for tournaments, and just a gentleman, and he's got a son wrestling. I saw him in Saturday's tournament, Eli. I think he's in 7th or 8th grade.
Okay. It won't be long.
It won't be long. Yep. And I think he's got a son that's a basketball player, believe it or not.
Yep.
So
I think I heard that. That's awesome. You know, it's at least they're out for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say. We have, again, an exhibition match going on below us. And then just a moment, we're going to see Ithaca Weston and Hillsboro in the final duel of the night, and Richland Center and Riverdale. Earlier tonight, if you're just joining us, Richland Center 63-18 over Hillsboro, and Riverdale over Ithaca Weston 48-22. Round two, Ithaca Weston 51-30 over Richland Center, and Riverdale defeats Hillsboro 78-6.
This next match is going to start at 144 pounds. I think it's the first dual meet I've ever been to that started at 144.
Are you used to the new weight classes yet, Bill?
Well, this one is the toughest for me because
right. It's
the first year since the WIA began wrestling way back in the early 40s that there has not been a 145-pound weight class. That was the one weight class that was always, always there every year until this one. And why they had to go to 144...
Why did that pound make a difference?
I have no idea.
I suppose because the previous weight, right? They're kind of spacing them out. I don't know.
Well, the previous weight was 138 before, and it's 138 now.
Yeah, that's true. So that wouldn't be a logical explanation. I thought there were... We had that as a trivia-thon question one time. I thought there were two weights that were the same all the way through since the 40s, but that's probably changed.
To my knowledge, it's only 145.
Yeah. 45. I was thinking 38 and 45, but that's been... Yeah. I'm sure that's right. I'm not going to argue. We'll ask Ukinek. He probably knows. He probably has all the programs dating back to the 40s, so he can probably research that. We have some other scores. Basketball tonight, Reedsburg 43-34 over Stoughton. Kickapoo leads Seneca 61-26 in girls basketball. The Riverdale girls are leading Fenimore 29-27. Some of the early scores from the basketball scene tonight. We've got a good one coming up on Thursday. North Crawford and Ithaca, the rematch in boys basketball. North Crawford winning the first time around by a point. So we anticipate it's going to be another good one on Thursday night. So 144 is where this match will start. And Riverdale and Richland Center going at it again on the mat. Renewing an old rivalry here in round three.
And interestingly enough, we just talked about Tim Miller. This is Caden Miller, who's out there in the opening match. If he was wrestling at 190 against Cole Brenninger, that would really be something.
Yes, it would.
But this is Caden Miller. He is a senior wrestling at 144 tonight against fellow senior Eli Muckler of Richland Center. The dual meet is underway at 144 pounds. Eli, one of five seniors recognized tonight on senior night. The others are Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, Emma Haiti, and I believe a foreign exchange student, if I remember that correctly, Michael Cavazzini.
Had Michael on the morning show.
Oh, yeah?
About a month or so ago. Yeah, I remember him saying he was out for wrestling.
He's from Italy?
Yes. I believe there's two students from Italy. There's a young man on the basketball team for Richland Center from Italy.
Okay, yep, yep. Tommaso.
Yep.
And Eli Muckler, Phil, is out there with an early takedown, and he's scoring near fall points for Richland Center against Caden Miller, and he gets the pin at 115. Well, that's a good start for the Hornets. Eli Muckler over Caden Miller at 144 pounds. The Hornets need a good start, Phil, because this Riverdale team is stacked.
Mm-hmm. Should be some good bouts on the upper weights, I think, right?
I would think so, no matter which way you go. Whether Caden Rennish wrestles for Riverdale at 190 against Brenninger, or if he goes at 215 against Perkins, that's going to be a dandy.
Mm-hmm.
and that very well could be the featured match of the night. Chase McGuire of Riverdale wrestles at 150 pounds. Chase is a junior. Dane Schwartz for Richland Center. And this match is underway. The Hornets with a 6-0 lead. I would guess that your match will end before mine will.
Double forfeit at 144 to start the match.
Chase McGuire, whose younger brother Wyatt was a champion at the youth tournament this weekend here in Richland Center. McGuire out to 2-0 lead. Takedown for Chase McGuire. He works against freshman Dane Schwartz of Richland Center. Got an arm bar locked in, reaches through for that far wrist, tries to pull it in. Now he switches to a double arm bar, and Schwartz very well could be in some difficulty as McGuire stays with him. Schwartz tries to scramble out of there, but the double arm bar still in place for Chase McGuire. Now he loses a one arm, but still has control of the other and tries to pull the far shoulder closer to the mat. 45 seconds to go in the first period here as Chase McGuire of Riverdale wrestles with a 2-0 lead. He's not been able to add anything to that against Dane Schwartz, who's avoided any kind of a pinning combination to this point. Now a cradle is in for McGuire. He'll get some near fall points out of this one. Twelve seconds to go in the period. Right now it's a 2-point near fall. It's always surrendered, so a 4-0 advantage for Chase McGuire of Riverdale after one period.
At 157, we're going to see a bout between Hillsboro's Irvin Novacek and Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. And they're out of bounds before any points can be scored here in the opening. Back to the center of the mat after 36 seconds into the bout.
Waldner's had a good night.
Yes, he has. And this should be a good bout, I would think. Caution on the false start there for Ithaca Weston, and now they'll start again. Shooting takedowns. Waldner coming around and gets the two to take the early lead. Good takedown. Novacek on the downside here for Hillsboro. Boy, good strength for Waldner. Riding the waist, now moves up to the upper body. Double forfeit again to start this match, and then a 6-0 lead with Ashton Bennett accepting the forfeit for Ithaca Weston. The previous weight at 150. Now Waldner up in his bout 2-0. He's going to wrap in the arms. Double arm there for a moment. Had his opponent on his shoulders, and now bridging out of there is Novacek. He gets out of there, and this time cinching it in again is Waldner. He has one shoulder down, close to a second shoulder down, very close to the fall for Ithaca Weston as they look to take the 12-0 lead in the bout. Boy, credit to Novacek. He is able to get out of there, bridging, doing whatever he can. He's got 16 seconds remaining in the period, and he won't make it out of it as the win goes to Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. In time of 147.
Chase McGuire had that double arm bar in for a second time, got some near fall points, but Dane Schwartz of Richland Center got out of it and is on the board now with the reversal. So it's 6-2, McGuire of Riverdale leading Schwartz of Richland Center. Closing moments of period number two. Here comes Chase McGuire again to get a reversal of his own. That 6-point advantage is back now. It's 8-2. And with a few seconds to go in the period, he's working on some additional points as well. Some back points coming against Schwartz. Did he get any? He did. In fact, he got three of them. So it's 11-2 now, McGuire in the lead.
Logan Anderson at 165 will accept a forfeit. So Anderson moves the totals up to 18-0, Ithaca Weston. And we'll see about 175 pounds. In the third period, Riverdale Richland Center, Chase McGuire of the Chieftains will start in the up position. And he immediately goes to a pinning combination, and Schwartz down 11-2 is going to give up some more. McGuire cranking. His coaches say, do it hard. I'll tell you what, Schwartz is in a lot of pain. I would be if I was in this situation. And Schwartz is almost pinned. Chase McGuire, nice job of tying up the arm, getting the shoulders closer to the mat, and credit Schwartz for almost getting out of there. The official having to move from side to side to keep track of what's going on with the shoulders of Dane Schwartz of Richland Center. Under a minute to go here in period number three. Near fall points coming for McGuire. It's 14-2 now, a major decision. And on the threshold of a technical fall, with another one of these, is Chase McGuire. And near fall points coming again against Dane Schwartz. This is going to finish it. Either a tech fall or a pin coming for Chase McGuire. His evening didn't start out very well, but it's ending strong for the junior from Riverdale. We're down to 20 seconds left. Schwartz doing his best to avoid the fall. McGuire powering in to get one. It's close to 10 seconds left. And the official eyeballing things under there. I don't know how he can see, but he's close to the pin. And nope, time runs out first. A near fall, a technical fall. 17-2 is the final score for Chase McGuire. It went the distance, a tech fall for McGuire. Up to the next weight class. Let's see, double forfeit for Ithaca Weston and Hillsborough at 175. Andrew Osorio accepts a forfeit for Hillsborough at 190, so that makes it 18-6. And we have a bout at 215. Caleb Berkram on the mat for Ithaca Weston and Ryan McCoy for Hillsborough in this particular bout. And we'll watch on the other mat to see what goes. Berkram, the early, a chance for a takedown if he can kick that leg free and come around, and he will. So a 2-0 lead for Berkram. They're on the Ithaca Weston Hillsborough bout, the black mat. He'll bring the arm behind the body of his opponent. McCoy getting back to the base. Broken down again by Berkram. Strong wrestler grabs the left arm again. Near arm, tries to use a little leverage. Now standing up, and McCoy gets out of there. A little headset issue. Match stop for a moment. And right now, scoring check, and it looks like some blood time in this match, Bill.
And we occasionally have headset issues up here in the booth as well, but they're usually not painful.
No, well, hopefully not. Maybe you'll get to unplug it.
The technical fall by McGuire brings Riverdale to within 1 point. Richland Center leading 6-5, thanks to a pin to start the match from senior Eli Muckler. Now at 157, with the Hornets leading 6-5, they'll send out sophomore Ethan Bodendine against junior Brandon Meese of Riverdale, and Bodendine strikes first with a takedown. The sophomore, a 2-0 lead over Brandon Meese. Bodendine tonight with a win and a loss, trying to finish out on the top of the ledger, working against the junior Brandon Meese of Riverdale. He's a cousin to Brody, and is surrendering some near fall points now to Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center. The Hornet sophomore looking strong here at the edge of the mat, and he gets the fall in a minute 18. Ethan Bodendine. And Richland Center continues to be in the advantage on the team score. It's now 12-5 in favor of the Hornets. We move to 165. That would mean for the Hornets, sophomore Jake Schloam, and for Riverdale,
junior Talon Childs. I think those are the only two options, but we'll wait and see.
Right now, the period comes to an end. It is a 2-1 lead for Kayla Berkram of Ithaca Weston. The match that was stopped for some blood time, so the first period rather lengthy. Heavyweight still to come. Looks like we could have a bout there. Hillsboro coming in with a few less wrestlers tonight. I think all teams had a couple of key wrestlers that maybe sat out for whatever reason. You want to get everybody healthy and feeling good for February, if you can. Give them their vitamin C and
yep,
whatever.
Got to stay healthy. Keep those throat lozenges handy, too, if you're up there in the booth. If Talon Childs was a captain on this team and very well could be next year as a senior, you could say a child shall lead them.
Yes, he shall.
As he goes against Jake Schloem of Richland Center here in this one. Double leg takedown by Childs. Attempt, I should say. Schloem trying to fight it off, but Childs brings him to the mat and right to his back. Talon Childs of Riverdale with a good opening takedown against Schloem of Richland Center. Jake is a sophomore, picked up his victory earlier tonight. He's 1-1 on the evening. But a big 5-point move to open the match by Childs of Riverdale. The Chieftains try to get back in this dual meet. Got some pretty good upper weights coming, but so does Richland Center. We'll see how it goes. 12-5 Hornets lead on the scoreboard. 5-0 lead for Childs, although the points are not posted yet. A takedown and 3-point near fall. Here they are. They weren't posted yet because they hadn't been signaled. But it is 5-0 in favor of Childs. Jake Schloem of the Hornets. Pretty good football player, too. Closing seconds of period number one. 5-0 advantage for Childs.
Berkram in the up position now as he gets the takedown. A long time without any scoring in that match. Now 5-1. Immediately up to his feet is McCoy, faces his opponent. We're down to 7 seconds remaining. Locking up the knee as Berkram has to not give up any points, so he's not giving up any reversal, and that is the end of the second period. That makes it 5-1 in favor of Caleb Berkram of Ithaca Weston.
Locking up the knee doesn't sound like...
Somebody should have.
Doesn't sound like a very good prospect for you.
No. Mr. Majewski used to once in a while.
I had a knee replacement this summer.
Yeah, I heard that.
I was thinking that's what happens if you ever are homesick and somebody has to fill in for
yep.
you. They are a knee replacement.
Knee replacement. Yep. Exactly. Yep. You must lay awake at night trying to think of some of those things. Trying a throw. Ooh, getting out of position is Berkram, and McCoyak able to catch him now. He's got him on his shoulder, so a 5-3 lead for Berkram, and it's going to be a change of score, 3 near fall, and that means the Hillsboro wrestler will take the lead at 6-5.
And Talon Childs, who started out very strong with that 5-point move, finishes strong as well. A pin in 2 minutes and 47 seconds for Childs. 2:47, the pin for Childs. Brings Riverdale back to within one again. It's Richland Center 12 and Riverdale 11.
6-5 the score. A minute 5 remaining here in the 215-pound weight class between Ithaca Weston and Hillsboro. So the Hillsboro wrestler in the up position now. McCoyak hanging on right in the waist. Berkram trying to come from the downside. He's down by a point, and he's got a minute to try and make something happen. He spins around, and he's going to be facing his opponent. No point or points awarded at this point. Hanging on, wrestling defensively is McCoyak, and he's got a little bit of angle on the ankle, too much, and the match is stopped. So back to the center of the mat, still 6-5. Hillsborough in the lead with 44 seconds remaining. Whistle will start him again. Again, Burkram in the down position. McCoyek riding a waist. Strong grip around the waist right now. Wraps in an arm. I believe there was a stalling warning earlier on Burkram. He's got to get up and get something moving. Moves out with the legs. Tries to kick around in a little bit of a dangerous position for a moment. The one-point match down to 18 seconds here in the third period. Hillsborough looking for the regular decision here in this one. Down to 10 seconds. Burkram tied up pretty tightly, and McCoy grabs the near arm, tries a double arm with 2 seconds remaining. That'll do it. So the final count, no more points awarded. It's 6-5 in favor of Hillsborough.
Tell you what, if there's a most valuable weight class tonight, I think 215 would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Burkram has wrestled well for Ithaca Weston. McCoy of Hillsborough, one of the stronger wrestlers for the Tigers. You've got Rhenish moving up from Riverdale into that weight class tonight and looking very good. And then, of course, you've got Perkins for Richland Center. So 215 will draw a lot of ink out of this quad tonight, I'm sure.
McNeef is making his way out for Ithaca Weston at 285. Looks like he may have an opponent. We'll wait and see. Yep. We'll check the names for sure. It'll be Jaden McGraw for Hillsborough taking on Matt Neef. We'll keep an eye on that one.
All right. I'll just bring you an update. After a scoreless first period, or most of the first period, Riley Wanek of Riverdale at 175 finally came up with a takedown with about 20 seconds left and leads Mason Jelenic of Richland Center by a score of 2-0.
Boy, that's a good bout, isn't it? 12-11 score.
So far, Richland Center with a one-point advantage over Riverdale.
A little bit of a headset problem again on our mat. McGraw working to get that back in. He might be listening to WRCO, right? But I doubt it. All right. Whistle will start again as they lock up. McNeef on the evening. Coming off some good bouts earlier. We saw him with the win a bit ago and successful in a trip. And then unable to secure his opponent. Still no points awarded. Oh, he's got a wheelbarrow going now as he pulls his opponent back on the mat. Matt Neef will be given the two now. He's on the board. And now move it up to the upper body. Looks like you're close to a pin on the other mat, Bill.
Well, Riley Wanek built on that 2-0 lead in the first period and scores a pin in 251 over Mason Jelenic of Richland Center. Riley Wanek with a pin, and Riverdale with its first lead in this dual meet, 17-12.
And Matt Neef steps over the top, and he gets the pin. That is in 52 seconds. So good job, Mac, at 285, getting the win and increasing the Ithaca Weston lead to 24-9.
Hillsborough coach the last few years has been Zach Dre.
Right.
And he is in the Marshall Islands right now. He and his wife, Bree, working at a military base.
Did not know that.
For at least a year. They're neighbors across the street from us. And so we've been in contact with them. So we're missing him as a neighbor and as a friend in the area. But filling in at Hillsborough is the new guy, Mr. Askren, and doing a nice job. Well, Riley Wanek's pin gave Riverdale a one-point lead. It was short-lived as the Hornets' Cole Brenninger accepts a forfeit at 190 to give the Hornets the lead again at 18-17. This could be the match of the night now as Teague Perkins of Richland Center is going to take on Caden Rhenish of Riverdale.
We see Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston accept a forfeit at 106 pounds. So that puts Ithaca Weston in the lead 30-9.
Well, I sit corrected. Renish is not going to come out to wrestle Perkins. I just assumed, since he didn't wrestle at 190, that he would wrestle Perkins. Do you remember earlier tonight we thought maybe he was favoring his right arm when he left the mat, meaning Caden Renish. So there probably is a precautionary measure holding him out. There are more important things on the horizon than a quad or a dual meet with Richland Center. So they're in the best interest of Caden Renish. They hold him out. The forfeit points for Brenninger, and then Teague Perkins gives Richland Center a 24-17 lead.
All right, we'll be back with more from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse in a moment from WRCO Sports.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Welcome to the final portions of our broadcast tonight on WRCO. We have a quick pin at 285, Bill.
I'll tell you what, that Grant Matthews just keeps getting better and better. He is a sophomore. He's reached the 30-win plateau, and he scored a pin in just 45 seconds over senior Braden Kleppe of Richland Center. Matthews with a pin then brings Riverdale back to within one at 24-23. Again, Caden Renish did not wrestle in the upper weights in this dual meet against Richland Center. Scored a couple of pins earlier in the evening, but they held him out, and hopefully he'll be able to go next week.
At 113, Jewel Groskopf defeated Molly Beckwith, Ithaca Weston against Hillsboro, and Jewel gets the pin in a minute 46, giving Ithaca Weston a 36-9 lead.
At 106 pounds, Emma Hady of Richland Center, with the Hornets nursing a one-point lead, 24-23, and gets a takedown. And I believe wrestling for Riverdale here is freshman Grant Sturtevant, if I'm not mistaken. And Emma Hady with the lead, and timeout. There's a blood time, I believe, for Emma Hady. I'm out 44 seconds into the match. Earlier, I believe I said Terry Sage was a freshman. He is a sophomore, and it looks like they're moving him up to 113 pounds. Coach Campbell doing some lineup shuffling, trying to figure out a way to come from behind and win this dual meet against Richland Center. The Hornets lead by one in this duel that began at 144 pounds. They've wrapped around to 106.
At 120, Logan Gajewski, of Hillsboro, taking on Brock Barrett of Ithaca Weston. Match is underway, a 2-0 lead for Ithaca Weston. They're leading the dual meet 36-9. This is round three. Ithaca Weston lost in the first round to Riverdale 48-22 before winning against Richland Center 51-30. So they're 1-1 on the night.
Richland Center is 1-1, and Riverdale is 2-0.
So back to the center of the mat, Brock Barrett riding right now, again off to a 2-0 jump on the black mat. Hillsboro and Ithaca Weston starting this duel at 144 pounds. So three more weight classes to go after this one right here. Using the arm on the near side for a lot of leverage is Barrett. Gajewski trying to get out of that. Not always does that feel real good, I would assume. I was always pinned too quickly. I never got, never had an arm bar used on me. We're going to break apart for a little bit too much angle on the elbow, it looks like. And back to the center of the mat. Back to the referee's position. Gajewski is down. Barrett in the up position. Whistle starts him. 37 seconds remaining in the opening period. And right now, Barrett grabbing the near arm, unsuccessful at turning his opponent. So Gajewski doing a good job of keeping his base flat on the mat right now. Now using the near arm. They're close to going out of bounds on the far side of the mat. And keeping him on is Barrett. Keeps the toes in bounds. Turns over, and they're out of bounds. The out-of-bounds line, did they change that rule a little bit recently, Bill, in terms of wrestler and control?
Yes. As long as you have two supporting points in bounds, the other wrestler can be completely out of the circle.
Yeah, that's a change from the past sometimes. You see that? All right, match will resume. Foul boy is out. That's the end of the first period. It's 2-1 in favor of Barrett of Ithaca Weston.
Emma Hady has had a little trouble with nosebleeds in this one a couple different times, but she adds on to her 2-0 first period lead with a second period takedown, and Emma leads 4-0 over Grant Sturdivant of Riverdale.
Emma, with a fine year going, we interviewed her in the summertime about a project she was working on, a project for laying hens and...
Really?
Yeah, doing some sort of project with Coach Troxell they were doing for impoverished country. So that was kind of an interesting thing they were working on. Match resumes now. We're in the second period. Barrett with the lead, unsuccessful at turning Gajewski at the base, and it looks like back to the center of the mat. Gajewski broken down. Barrett moving up now, working on the shoulders, trying to work in a half. And with a little bit of strength, standing up is Gajewski, broken back down to the mat. Now successfully turning him is Barrett. Very close. He's got one shoulder down. Getting back to the center of the mat is Gajewski. They're back again, sparring. No more points awarded. I don't believe he had him long enough for near fall previously. It's 4-1 currently. Stepping over and trying to get a little bit of room is the wrestler from Ithaca Weston. We're going to see stoppage. Looks like a point awarded. And that'll make it 6-1. Looks like maybe an illegal hold there. Grabbing on the headset.
Emma Hady working for some near fall points, Phil, right at center circle. Plenty of time in the second period, 24 seconds. She'll get some near fall, but loses control and might possibly surrender a reversal here to Sturdivant from Riverdale. 12 seconds left in the period. Shows a 7-0 lead. Hady does maintain control.
Match is stopped here on the near side, and we're going to see Marcus McCauley coming out. I believe that was a question about the headset violation, and checking the points on that. The score right now on the scoreboard says 6-2.
And we have another blood time for Emma. 7-0 lead, but it's taking its toll.
How much, any idea of the time that you've been watching that?
I don't think she's in any difficulty.
It's
just a matter of going over and having Bree Heniatis, the med tech, put something plug in there, and back she goes. There hasn't really been a lot of anything on the mat, so.
Darren Gunderson, longtime head coach, is the girls' coach and has been, the last couple of years, taking them to tournaments. So he is in the corner, not necessarily in the chairs, though. He's kind of behind. So the match resumes here, and this is actually Blake Bingham at 120 pounds for Ithaca Weston.
It's all those Bs. Easy to get them mixed up.
Yep. Bingham lying on the near side. 20 seconds remaining here in the second period, a 7-1 lead for Bingham, leading Gajewski of Hillsboro. And Again, the match has been stopped a couple of times, but looks like the final seconds will run off for the second period. And even though a little bit of a flurry activity at the end of the period, Bingham will not be awarded any more points. 7-1 as we go to the third.
Action has resumed. An escape for Emma Hady. It's now 8-0. As she attempts to put some valuable team points up for the Hornets, Richland Center leads by one in this dual meet with four weight classes to go, five after this one. And she's looking for a pin, Phil.
Yep.
More near fall points coming for Emma Hady. 45 seconds to go in the third period. Grant Sturdivant doing his best to stay off those shoulders, but Hady throws in a cradle and makes it more difficult. There it is, a pin for Emma Hady in 5 minutes and 25 seconds.
That will help the Richland Center cause a little bit.
That was big. It's now 30-23, the Hornets by seven.
Still 7-1, Bingham leading the match. We're down to a minute 19 remaining at 120 pounds. A match that has gone the distance so far and probably will the rest of the way. Both wrestlers look a little bit winded. Third bout of the night for both. Bingham reaches in, now grabs for a single leg, attempting to trip his opponent here at 120 pounds. And again, Bingham kicking his way in. Now he's going to go a little bit out of position, and he's going to be taken down and put on his shoulders. Wow, big turn of events here. Gajewski very close to scoring a pin right now, and then Bingham rolls out of there somehow and gets back in control with reversal points. So three near fall for Hillsboro, and then reversal points, and it should be, and it is, 9-6. Favor of the Ithaca Western wrestler. We're down to 20 seconds. What a flurry of activity here at 120 pounds. Bingham again using the double arm, getting a little bit out of position, and if he can pop the head out, Gajewski would be on top and in control again. Very close. Now they're side to side, and this match is going to come to an end. Boy, you had another minute in the match. No telling what would happen in this one, but it's going to come to an end, and looks like Bingham is going to hold on for the victory for Ithaca Weston. That'll be a 9-6 final.
Match at 113 pounds in the Richland Center-Riverdale duel. Hayden Anderson, a junior for Richland Center, gets out to an early lead, but he has been reversed now by junior Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale, tied at two, and Baumkamp at center circle scoring near fall points for the Chieftains. Riverdale needs a win here badly, and Baumkamp tries to right ship for the Chieftains and Coach Campbell. Hayden Anderson got off to a good start, but now has given up the lead to Baumkamp, who powers in. Got the head all locked up. 31 seconds left in the period as Hayden Anderson fights off a would-be pin from Jordan Baumkamp. Richland Center leads by 7, 30-23. As Baumkamp continues, now Richland Center leads by 1, 30-29. A pin time in 1:44 for Jordan Baumkamp. Four weight classes to go.
Let's take time out. There's a delay in the Hillsboro-Ithaca-Weston match. I believe there's a score clock issue right now that they're working on the team score.
I was wondering what the team score was over
it went,
there.
It went to zero, but it should be 39-12, I believe. Or no, that wouldn't be right because you have to add on Bingham's points. It should be 45-12, but we'll wait and see as this continues. We'll take time out. I'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
What's that delicious aroma? Oh, it can only come from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Authentic Mexican cuisine prepared with only the freshest ingredients. Make Los Amigos the Mexican restaurant of choice for those who love their Mexican food. Make it fun, make it fast, make it a fiesta of flavor. Celebrate your birthday with Los Amigos or give the gift of gift cards from Los Amigos Mexican Restaurant in downtown Richland Center. Call 383-0684. Find them on Facebook.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
They're still trying to figure out the score clock and the scoring. In fact, Troy Clary is over to have a word about adding it up here tonight. We've got 39-9 right now. I think they put the three on the wrong side of the score clock, but we'll deal with that. Bill, you've got another match coming up here.
Yes, we do. While we were away, Riverdale regained the lead as Lakota Brewer accepted a forfeit at 120 pounds. Coach Silas Coleman elected to move freshman Brock Barrett up to 126, but the task is even tougher there as he wrestles Brody Meese, a sophomore who was a state qualifier a year ago as a freshman. Tough draw for Brock Barrett. Riverdale has a five-point lead now, 35-30, and Meese going here at 126 against Barrett, who's moved up a weight classes. Two more weight classes follow this one, and Riverdale will win at least one of those via forfeit. So it's looking good here for the Chieftains. The Hornets stayed with them for quite a while, but Riverdale looking strong as Meese, after initial takedown, looks for some extra points.
39-9 is the dual meet score here with Ithaca Weston leading. They got that hashed out, and we've got Ethan Stoll on the mat for Ithaca Weston, and he is taking on Zachary Bell of Hillsboro. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Timeout on the mat momentarily. Didn't see the reason for it, but still 2-0. Meese leading Barrett as they go back to center circle and reload. We're at the 43-second mark in period number one.
Very close to a fall is Ethan Stoll, and there it is. He steps over, gets the initial takedown, and takes care of business. 52 seconds, the pin time for Ethan Stoll of Ithaca Weston, increasing the team's lead now to 45-9. Stoll Brody with a good job. You know, some of these wrestlers are going to see each other again in the tournament next weekend in Kickapoo.
Oh, yeah. Yep, those two schools in particular, and the Richland Center Riverdale teams will tangle at the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash. Richland Center has got some wrestlers in the lineup tonight. I'm not sure if they'll be in the Clash. Some are in these, the JV series that they have going on in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not sure that they'll be wrestling in the conference clash. Time will tell. Brody Meese of Riverdale with some near-fall points at the end of the period has a 5-0 lead now going into period number two. You just hope, especially for some upperclassmen, and we think of Caden Rennish of Riverdale, Ethan Hady of Richland Center, who is sitting out the match tonight, and Rennish, who didn't wrestle the last match after winning two earlier, but appears to be favoring his right arm. We hope that wrestlers like that can come back and be ready to compete, especially if you're a senior.
Yeah, no doubt. That's the key thing, trying to get into that regional and be healthy and see how far you can go.
Well, Brody Meese from Riverdale continues to work against his inexperienced counterpart, the freshman from Richland Center, Brock Barrett, and Meese scores the fall at the 38-second, I think that's the second period. 2:38, I'm going to give it to Meese. And the Riverdale lead is now 41-30 with two weight classes to go, and at least one of those is going to be forfeited by Richland Center. So the Chieftains are locking things up here.
Well, the duel has ended, Bill. It is Ithaca Weston with a win, 57-9. After Ethan Stoll's win by pin in 52 seconds, Hunter Moe and Derek Franzen each stepped out to accept forfeits. So that makes it 57-9, the final score. Ithaca Weston wins for the second time tonight. They finish the night at 2-1. And then I believe there are going to be a few exhibition matches at the end of this duel. But this duel meet is over.
Blake Dickman will accept a forfeit for Riverdale at 132 pounds, filling in for Treston Rhenish. That's the, would have been the penultimate match of the duel. And that gives Riverdale an insurmountable lead now at 47-30 with one weight class remaining. Blake Dickman is a freshman and accepts the forfeit as Richland Center has no one at 132. There'll be one